Green Bay Packers Super Bowl contending hopes took a big blow in Sunday's 34-26 loss to the Denver Broncos. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Edge rusher Micah Parsons went down with what the Packers believed to be a season-ending ACL injury.
Give Denver a ton of credit. That's a really good football team. It was a dogfight for most of the game, and then they kind of ran away with it in the second half. But it was also a double whammy for us, just losing some pieces that are critical for our success. But that's the name of the game. I told the guys, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. And, you know, we got to rally around one another, and everybody's going to have to elevate their play.
Broncos won their 11th straight, clinching a playoff spot as Bo Nix tossed four touchdown passes in the win, the Packers' four-game winning streak coming to an end. Packers next face the Bears in Chicago on Saturday night. The Bears move back atop the NFC North with a 31-3 victory over Cleveland, coupled with the Packers' loss in Denver. Packers fall all the way down to the number 7 seed. Week closes with Monday night football action in Pittsburgh tonight. Steelers playing host to Miami. Wisconsin women's volleyball team headed back to the Final Four for the 7th time and the 5th time in the last 7 years, after a four-set win over host Texas in the NCAA regional finals in Austin yesterday. Badgers will take on Kentucky in the Final Four semifinals on Thursday night. Pittsburgh and Texas A&M will meet in the other semifinal. Bucks suffered their worst loss of the season, falling at Brooklyn 127-82 last night.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. Not until the beginning of the second half did we actually look like a basketball team, where we started passing the ball. But by then, the basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers. Brewers made a trade yesterday, acquiring pitcher Angel Zerpa from the Royals in exchange for fellow pitcher Nick Mears and outfielder Isaac Collins. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.